The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Well, the good Wallace didn't get herself ejected in the state final for some dumb stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't want to say I dreaded showing up to this football game on Friday night, but...
Yeah, we'll see what happens.
Mike, if you want to talk, you have to talk into the microphone. There we go. Mic to mic.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to Bird's Eye View here on WTBR and WSBR. Jesse and Mike here in Pittsfield, and it's exciting times, folks. High school sports have begun. High school football begins tomorrow. All kinds of stuff. I actually had a crazy dream last night that we were doing like a live huddle read and a sort of a live radio podcast show, like in front, like in a gym in front of people.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it was very weird.
It did kind of, it's probably like, oh God, might be 10 years ago now. Nah, not quite 10, but probably 8 years ago, Joe Rhea and I, who I used to work with down in Great Barrington, we did like a live football preview podcast at what was Mascots, which I don't think you ever witnessed Mascots. It's there's that, I think it's still an empty building across from Guido's and
Guido's in Great Barrington.
No, Lennox.
Pittsfield,
wherever you consider that. It's like across the street, and then across the street there's the Burger King, and then next to the Burger King there's a building that used to be Mascots, which was a sports bar.
Okay.
It was actually a really good sports bar. I thoroughly enjoyed it. When it went away, I was like there's no sports bars in Central County, really. It had like all the like SI covers on the wall.
Oh, that's fun.
A bunch of TVs, good stuff. Pool table. And we did do like a live I don't know how many people were there to see us, but it was interesting. We set it up on a pool table, actually.
Oh, that's very fun.
So yeah, we'll think about that for the future. Playoff preview or something. But the problem is Mascots is gone, and now you're like, okay, like where would you do it?
Yeah.
Where are the sports? Where do you go to watch sports in Central Berkshire? I don't go out anymore because I have children. But
I mean, there's nowhere for me to go. I got to be honest.
Brookhouse, I guess. Brookhouse is pretty solid.
Yes. Yeah. My one experience there was,
I mean, Hanger
was horrible.
Yeah, Hanger is, but Hanger's kind of chainy.
I mean, Hanger is fine. I think it's just a little kind of out to the side.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, no, it would also just be like, how many people are going to show up? I don't know. You know, if there's 10 people there, I don't need to do it.
It was an odd experience, but something we wanted to try.
No, I get that. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't think we are quite that popular. If we start blowing up and getting hundreds and or maybe thousands of listeners, then maybe we can do something live. But until then, I think we'll stick to, we'll stay faceless for now. We also have we got Hank faceless. The Hammer in the background there. He's got a little toast, so he's doing all right.
Sports heavy week. He was at a cross country soccer and volleyball with me yesterday.
Hey, you're getting him. You're preparing him young.
Yeah, we got into the it was fine at the first two. Then we got to the gym for Wakona and Lee opened volleyball season last night down there, and the gym was like sweltering, which was not great, but we were there for a little while, and then yeah, he'll be at a soccer match tonight and off and running in his sportsdom.
There you go.
So everyone kept asking me that, like, oh, is he gonna be a runner? I'm like, not looking at him.
He's eight months old.
The other one maybe, but no.
He's 8 months
one,
old.
Yeah, this one looks more like a sumo wrestler on occasion.
He's gonna be wrestling for Taconic.
Yeah, could be.
I mean, once again, he's also 8 months old.
8 months,
so,
yeah. We got a long
so,
time.
So, you know, they get a little pudgy. Then he'll grow out.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't know. I was talking to we were at a playground with another set of parents Monday, and they were like, oh, we got to go. We got to get to, my husband's coaching soccer. We got to get to, you know, soccer meeting or whatever. Are you guys doing soccer? And I was like, it's four. No, like, I didn't know that was a thing, to be honest. but my 4-year-old, yeah, he went to like sports camp at the infield with Mike Massery, who I guess he had a great time there, but that was 2 days for 2 hours a day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And yeah, swim lessons.
Let's not take it that crazy,
I don't think we
guys.
Need to get super into it yet, but staring down the barrel of it.
Just wait until he's eight, and all of a sudden you got to play politics for AAU baseball and stuff.
Oh, goodness gracious, yeah.
Yeah, no. Well, I think we can actually start there a little bit. We've seen some volleyball. We've seen some soccer. There's been some golf to start the high school season. We'll talk about there are four football games. We have three tomorrow, all on the road, and then one on Saturday. But let's just talk about the other sports first, because we haven't really done that so far. You saw Lee against Wakona, which, I mean, they were two of the best teams in the county last year. It still looks like Wakona could be one of the best this year. Lee should be very, very good. it was a four-set game. Wakona won 3-1 in Lee. What's really fun about that is they will play again. So we are going to get a rematch of the game in Dalton.
Yeah, it's our first taste of the new Berkshire League. Yeah. I think three of the four sets were 25-21, so...
very close.
Yeah, what we ideed essentially going in was, two of the best teams from last year, two of the kind of perennial strong teams. Wakona's coming off a Western Mass title. Lee's generally in the mix.
I mean, I think Lee has lost two straight Western Mass titles, so they've been there.
Yeah. Both looked pretty good. I think Wakona has a little more back, just in terms of power.
Lee graduated Carolyn Hopkins, which is a big loss.
Yeah. Wakona, Taya Cunningham and Emma Jacinto are kind of big outside hitters who can do a lot of different things. Lee's a little more based defensively. The libero Claire Davis is back. They have some girls who can thump it, but they're going to take some seasoning to get back to where Lee volleyball typically is. But I have no doubt that Lee will be in the mix again come November.
Right.
So we have a fair amount of teams have started their season. Some still haven't. We got a couple kind of starting up tonight, tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I saw Hoosick Valley and Taconic Boys Soccer on, what was that day?
Tuesday. Yep.
On Tuesday, and it was kind of a weird game because in the first half, Taconic controlled the ball for the most part. They led 2-1. They got a bunch of corner kicks, capitalized on one, did a pretty good job of just keeping the ball near or on the Hoosick side. And in the second half, it looked like two different teams. I mean, Hoosick completely took over momentum, everything. I mean, Blair Mahar, who the coach said, our goal was to kind of just start pressing them and forcing turnovers, and we thought we could wear on them. And they did. 100% they did. The mental toughness from Taconic was not what it needed to be. And Hoosick started gaining chances. They got the equalizer. And all of a sudden, they were fired up, and Taconic is kind of dropping his shoulders and his head, and they completely packed it in. And that's just not what you want to see. And, Hoosick ends up winning 6-2, and it's like, okay, well, this was a tied game. But, Dylan Rolfs had a hat trick. He's a senior. He should be in line for a good season. Blake Mazzio had a nice goal. Sage Chilson had an insane goal. I mean, he was 40 yards out, and he fires this teardrop, and it just fits perfectly in over the Takata. The Takata goalie makes a great jump play on the ball, and it just goes right over the top of his hand. And it was just insane, just way out from downtown. Someone else scored a goal, whose name I'm now forgetting. But, yeah, just a very nice showing from Hoosick. They got some nice breakaway opportunities, passed the ball well. I think both teams definitely have some growing to do.
Hoosick's an interesting
Hoosick will have a tough game against McCann today.
Yeah, they play again today. Hoosick's an interesting team in that they're generally an emotionally high team.
You can see that
the program over the last few years has kind of ridden highs and lows. The other interesting, Dylan Rolfs, these are kids who have played, and this is their fourth year of varsity soccer. These are names that we've kind of seen over the past handful of years. Rolfs, Drew Norcross, these guys have been in the program for years now. Blake Mazzio. And Dylan, he's been scoring goals since he was a freshman. So no surprise there. It's just, can they? They're in this new kind of look league now, right? They have kind of some tougher or just more regularly tough. They're not going to blow out. They just blew out Taconic, but we enter not expecting them to kind of blow out as many teams, and then be maybe not prepared when they get up against the higher level teams. So interesting to see them start this is a, you know, an interesting week to Connick, McCann, Tech. You go back to back. If you come out of this with two big wins, you have that kind of hard, heavy senior core. I have their roster right here, actually. And 1, 2, 3, 4,
these are
five,
seven
six.
Seniors.
Yeah, so a lot of heavy seniors on this. Evan Richardson's another guy who's been there for a long, long time now. So exciting to kind of see them get after it. Taconic generally, I think, is in a little bit of flux. So
they definitely have they look like they had a younger team. They have a newer team. They're going to be starting a sophomore and goalie. He played the first half, did pretty well, and then they had a senior who transferred in, and they put him in the second half to start, and he gave up 2 or 3 goals, and so they switched back to the sophomore. Jason Keller kind of said, "This is on me. I got to coach them up better." We'll see how Taconic can adjust. I mean, this is also for Taconic. They had kind of been in a pretty bad league, and they ran things, mm-hmm. and now they're in a league that's just going to give them more challenges. And so, I think this is part of that. You know, I don't believe they're in the same league with Hoosick, but Hoosick is a team that can give them a run for their money. And that was also something that Rolf said, which was, you know, mm-hmm. they swept us last year, and one of the games wasn't particularly close. So this was like senior year, you only get to Connick once. We got to go out with a bang. Mm. And they did.
Cool. Yeah. We've seen some, I think some early soccer. We're just looking at a couple quick surprises. Pittsfield girls 7-0 to team in Mount Anthony. That is generally a big school and a pretty solid program up there. So
they were bad last year.
Either way, Pittsfield, it's been a long time since Pittsfield was beating team 7-0.
Sure.
Regardless, you know, 7 goals in a season was a good season the past four or five years.
To be clear, though, I'm still holding on. I'm still reserving judgment because that's not a team from Massachusetts.
That's fair.
They've had Pittsfield has some issues where, you know, it's like, all right, we got 2 wins against a team from New York or a team from Vermont. It's like, all right, well, hold on a second now.
what is interesting to see from them once we get out to see them is they have a very veteran heavy team. A lot of girls who have been playing varsity soccer there for a while. They also, it looks like Sophia Schnackenberg has transferred over from Lenox, and she was one of Lenox's top players last year. She had 2 assists in that game, so
some big reinforcements.
Yeah, we'll be interested to see how they look moving forward. They they host their home openers Friday against Drury, so I'm not expecting a ton. Drury got beat 6-2 by Granby the other day. Lennox, so they will play Wacona on next Friday, and then Greylock. They go Wacona, Greylock, Monument, 3 in a row, starting next Friday. So Friday, Tuesday, Friday. That'll be a tougher stretch for them, and that'll kind of show us exactly what we're looking at with Pittsfield girls soccer. Lee girls also put up 7 goals on a team, which is maybe even less likely than Pittsfield doing so the past handful of years. So curious to see what's going on down at Lee as well.
You saw some cross country yesterday. Everett Pacheco still doing Everett Pacheco things.
Everett, the last time we talked to him, he broke a 50-year record in the mile. Won the D6. What is track? D6?
Yep.
Track is D6. He won the D6 state title in the 2 mile.
And the
1 mile. So, and last cross country season, he was the D3 state champion out of Fort Devon. So, no stranger to records and such like that. But I think as the way Ted Collins, the cross country coach, framed it, like he got the last one he needed. He set the cross country course record at Monument, which was set, if people remember, 10 years ago, more than 10 years ago now, Ace McAllister, who went on to have a very strong career at Trinity. Ace set the course record in 15:58. Everett ran in like 15:32 yesterday. So he was flying, paced at 5 minutes a mile. So it was just very impressive kind of to come out of the gates like that. But I think when you know that, okay, I'm only getting one shot at this, and it happens to be week one, you just kind of...
And your senior night.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, you get one. They only have one home meet. So had to kind of hit the hit the
gas
training, I guess, a little earlier, get more geared up. Can't treat this one as a ho-hum opener. And he clearly went out and just kind of torched everybody, won by, I think, 59 seconds.
Amelia Desolate's also Monument also took first.
Senior, yeah. So both Monument seniors wasted no time in being like, okay, no, like the entire season will be a race for second place, as we kind of expected it might be going in.
Right. Well, we'll talk about some high school football, but first we're going to take a little break. So keep it locked here on WTBR and WSBR.
Hi, this is Sean Sayre, Executive Director of PCTV. When Taconic High School was demolished, we could have lost this radio station. Instead, PCTV stepped in, built a new studio and transmitter, and gave the station new life. And now it's time to pay that back. Support this station today. Go to WTBRFM.com and click the donate button. You won't be sorry. Pittsfield Community Radio thanks you for your support.
PCTV Select is a great way to watch local content without having a cable subscription. You can keep up with the latest of what's going on in your community from anywhere in the world. And it's available for free right now. Watch live events in full HD on your TV, on your computer, or on the go with your mobile device. Or watch our large library of on-demand video programs anytime that's convenient for you. No more waiting until it's on TV. Did we mention it's free? PCTV Select is everywhere you need to be.
Welcome back, folks. Bird's Eye View here on WTBR FM Pittsfield, WSBR Lee. Hank in the back making a bunch of noise. He's feeling fired up about this upcoming season. We have football coming back soon. That's just literally tomorrow. We have three away games. Taconic is at West Springfield. Monument Mountain is at Mahar. And McCann Tech is at Bay Path Volk. And then on Saturday, we have a huge game, Hoosick Valley Wakona, that will be in Cheshire at noon. Starting quickly off, Taconic at West Springfield. Taconic coming off an 0-9 season. West Springfield coming off an 8-0 season. So pretty tough. Now, West Springfield did graduate a lot. They had a quarterback who I believe is going D3. He's gone. Their top receiver is gone. They're losing a bunch on the line. They went 8-0 last year, made it to the D3 playoffs. They actually were upset in the first round, so that's tough. But they're still going to be a big program, a tough program. Taconic very much going to be up against it. A lot of question marks for them, just everywhere on offense, on defense. Monument Mountain against Mahar. They have an hour 45 road trip. Maybe 2 hours. I'm not really sure what the drive is like from Great Barrington.
Tough.
Mahar is definitely a winnable game, although once again, Monument graduated some big pieces. Sean Frank, Sam St. Peter, Robert Schur. I think it's a winnable game if they really come out and they give it their all. But with the drive, you're not really sure what Mahar has. Could be a challenge. And you also just, for the players who are there, especially the ones who are stepping into starting roles, last 2 years, you've kind of had the eject button with where the offense is slow. Okay, give it to Sean Frank and watch him go. And you no longer have that. So can everyone really realize that, hey, this is on us now? Mm-hmm. And then with McCann, they are just playing a dynamo team that has been very good the last few years. Last year went 8-0, made it to the Division 6 playoffs, was the 10 seed. They almost upset the 7 seed, which actually went to the Final Four. Very, very, very good team for a McCann team that is in a full rebuild. They are hoping that they can build off last year's finish.
Mm-hmm.
But a whole lot of stuff that they got to prepare for. And then Hoosick Valley and Wakona was a great game last year. 22-18 Wakona win in Dalton. And now we have the return trip, and these two teams look very, very different. Hoosick Valley brought back almost everybody, and then they gained a whole lot more because they are now hosting Drury and Mount Greylock in a co-op. And Wakona has a very small team by Wakona standards, about 35 kids. Gary Campbell Jr. did say, I love the 35 I have. Mm-hmm. But once again, they're going to be smaller than they're used to. They're going to be younger than they used to. You know, the good news is they only have 6 seniors, but they have like a 10 or 12 juniors, so they'll have a big core for next year. But this group is going to take its lumps. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how both teams look in this first week. It's a very, very early week, right? Husik is integrating a whole new set of kids into its program. Wacoan is trying to get some new kids ready for prime time. And it's just going to be a good, interesting early season test for both teams, because I think, and I've said this, Husik Valley should at least be a Final Four team. If not, we're looking to you know, go to Foxborough. And how are you going to handle teams that on paper you're better than and on paper you can beat? And for, because you know Wacoan is going to give them everything they've got, right? This is a rivalry. They want to beat each other. Wacoan absolutely is going to bring its A game. So if that's the case, are you able to just stamp your foot down?
Yeah. So it ended, if we remember back to week two of last, this is forever ago now.
Yeah.
It ended with a, like, just a, like a sour taste.
It did.
If you remember, so Husik was on the goal line.
Time ran
about
out.
About to win the game. Yeah, time runs out on
I wouldn't say about to win the game.
What was it, 22-18?
If they had scored, they would have won the game.
Yes, so but, about to, well.
You know. But, you know.
Yes, assuming they got in.
Assuming they got in.
The team that had, yeah.
I wasn't going to give them that. They were definitely going to get in. They had already failed at the goal line earlier in the game. I wasn't going to give them that.
Okay, well, in their minds, probably
sure,
about to win the game.
In their minds, yes. Yes.
So
yes,
entering
yes,
this
yes.
one, there's a little extra, like, this game was stolen from us last year. So it's I'm excited. I might wander over with the 4-year old just to catch this one. But yeah, like you said, there's a lot of knowns. There's not a lot of knowns. There's a decent amount of knowns on one side of the football. There's a whole lot of unknowns on the other side of the football. Last year, even going into last year, I feel like we knew a lot more about who was going to be really good, who was going to be scoring the touchdowns, who we had to keep an eye on, stuff like that. This year, it's a little wide open.
Yeah, especially on the Wacoan side, it's very much what's going on. We're gonna have to see what's happening week one with Husik. Kamarion Castor's back at quarterback. This is his fourth year being the starting quarterback. He's a senior. We're looking for him to take that next big step. Quinnell Bradley is back. He kind of was thrust into the main offensive role when Griffin Mucci got hurt last year, and so this year, I'm interested to see how they use him. I think they'll give him handoffs as a running back, but I also think they want to move him around the field. And so I imagine we could see him out wide. We could see him at tight end. We could see him doing a lot of different things. Aiden Wicks is at receiver again. I believe Noah Rehill and Carson Durant are going to get some snaps at running back. So they're going to have a lot of options. They're going to have options.
Who
is going to get the most touches is certainly a question. But, you know, I don't think Hank likes that we're talking about music this much. He's a big Wacoan guy.
They're the only ones who've sent in a roster so far.
It's true. I just got Wacoan's roster.
Okay, yeah. But they have 52 guys listed here on this roster, which is a very large football team for Berkshire County.
Since I've been, well, not for Berkshire County, but I mean, since I've been here, Husik has not had more than 26 kids. So yes, by that standard, it's massive. Wacoan. Yeah, has about 35. You know, Jerry Bobrun is one I've been talking
Wacoan
about.
has been like in the 60s.
They've
been in the
50s. Yeah, they've been in the clear 50s. It's been a down year. Jerry Bobrun, I think, is who I'm expecting to do some stuff. Gary Campbell has talked about Anthony Talora. Those are going to be the two main running backs. Will not be surprised if they get a lot of handoffs early on, because quarterback is going to be a completely new person. So how that is handled is going to be a question. You know, if I'm Husik, that means that stopping the run game is going to be a big key, because if you want to make the new potentially underclassman quarterback throw the ball, right? Hank is happy. See, I don't know. Hank's not a fan of Husik yet.
He lives very close to Dalton. He's a big Wacoan fan.
Not another Pittsfield kid who's leaving.
Yes, yeah.
In any case, so it'll be interesting to see who on Wacoan is starting and who is getting the snaps, especially offensively, since they have so many spots that are just open. Once again, 15 seniors left. Husik lost only 6 and they got a bunch more. It'll be interesting to see how they use that depth. They haven't had it in a while. Are they going to start making it so that players don't play two ways? Because before now, everyone had to play two ways. Now you don't necessarily have to do that. So, you know, who gets more rest? So it'll be very interesting to see. I'm really interested to see the crowd, because Hoosick Saturday games have, I haven't seen them ever have a really good crowd, so I'm hoping that there's a good showing. I'm sure Wakona fans will come up well, but hopefully the Hoosick fans show out.
How many Drury football sweatshirts do you think you'll see?
I think I'll see a few.
Because that's the other thing. Like, yes, they gain these kids, but technically they kind of gain a fan base as well.
Sure. Two fan bases.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. But yeah, so that you would imagine that, like, an extra student body might be showing up, that kind of deal.
I'd hope so. Yeah. I'd hope, you know, once again, it's a Saturday. It's nowhere else to be, so hopefully that, you know, they come out to
Saturday,
see.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, yeah, it's the first game of this thing, so hopefully there's a good showing. They can come out and give the support. It's Hoosick. Wakona, it was a great game last year. Hoosick has high expectations this year. You hope that people are interested in seeing it, and they show out. I think it'll be a good game. I think it'll be an interesting game.
Yeah.
Let's see, we have 4 minutes left. Any of the other games that you want to touch on?
I was looking back at the first, because so Jerry Boberun did play two games last year.
Yeah, he got hurt during the Pittsfield game in the first quarter or so, and then, yeah, he was out for the season.
Yeah, so if you look back, he had 8 carries in that first game. It was a win over South Hadley 26-6, so not really a blowout or anything like that. He was clearly, Wes Dews got 13 carries in that game, did turn those 13 carries into 148 yards and 2 touchdowns, but
yes.
Clearly there was a thought that, okay, Jerry's going to be in the mix here. We're gonna kind of spell Wes with him. He's going to be reliable, you know, hang on to the ball, move the chains kind of deal. So that has to be a big, I guess, signifier that, okay, he's trusted by Garrett Campbell, A, and B, can kind of do the job.
Yeah.
That is going to be undoubtedly required of him this year. So good sign there that he was kind of, you know, next in line, so to speak.
Yeah, I think that's a fair statement. That's how kind of I looked at it last year, that he seemed to be next in line. He got hurt. Wes Dews had the season. He had 1,200 yards, you know, was just best running back in the county. And so it happens. But now this year, I mean, the good thing is he's only a junior. So he still has another year after this, so he has some time. And once again, there's Anthony Talora, who Campbell said he had a really, really good offseason. Mm-hmm. So now you got a 1-2 punch. And if Boberun is still getting his legs back under him, then, you know, there's somebody else in the backfield. Your boy Lorenzo Lewis from the track season will be there as a receiver. He's got speed. So, yeah, it'll be interesting to see. Quarterback will be the big question mark, and then what the defense looks like. Once again, this is a Hoosick team that's very, very good. Although it's also a Hoosick team that the offense can disappear from. So if Wakona can get a couple stops early, it'll be interesting to see how Hoosick can adjust.
Yeah, that's one of the things you had written in your X Factory thing, was that they got kind of one-dimensional here and there. I was looking back at the playoff loss last year in the state tournament, and weather obviously plays a factor, and who you have plays a factor, but they only attempted 2 passes in that game.
Yeah.
And something, you know, coming back with a senior quarterback who's been as experienced as Kamarian Kastner is at this point, you would hope that you can vary it up a little bit when you have the weapons on the outside also that have that chemistry ingrained over the last 3-4 years. So it was kind of shocking to me to go back and see, oh man, they didn't even try almost to kind of mix it up. And granted, they were moving the ball pretty well on the ground. It's just that, as you wrote last year, like, to get to the next level, you need to be deep and you need to be varied.
Yes. Yeah, you got to be multidimensional, and that has been Hoosick's issue. Even when the Final Four year that they had, like, they were a running team. Caden Tatro was an all-state running back, and he had 1,400 yards and, I think, 20 touchdowns. And so, you know, great. Okay. He is the engine of the offense. Griffin Mucci came in, probably had 500-600 yards as well, had some big plays, but it was very much, we are going to run the ball, and if another team stopped the run, they kind of, there was a little bit of panic, and you know, what are you going to do? And so, you know, they could throw on occasion, but without any consistency. And so, yeah, this year, how the passing game looks is going to be a big question mark if they want to go as far as they think they can. And I don't even mean that they, you know, they need to throw for 1,500 yards, but it's just, can you pass when you need to? Can you convert on third and longs? Mm-hmm. Can you make defenses spread out a little bit to give your guys holes to run through? But that's going to be all we got for today. Thank you for tuning in. Football is back. High school sports are back. Hope everyone has a good rest of your week, and take it easy.